Machines recounted votes for more than 2 hours. Thad Mayfield received 36% of the vote last week. Vicki Turner received 28%, but just 64 more votes than Cunningham. That legally allowed Cunningham to ask for a recount, says DeKalb Elections Director Maxine Daniels.
If a candidate is within 1% of the next candidate, either for that person in a runoff or the winner, then that candidate who is within 1% has the right within 2 business days to request a recount.
Cunningham served on the school board until Governor Deal suspended him and 5 others for poor governance. The governor replaced him with Mayfield, who lost 3 votes in the recount. The other results didn't change. Cunningham said he accepted the outcome.
We still got a lot of work to do. I'm going to move forward and continue to be involved in the community as well as being involved in the school system for the sake of all the children in DeKalb County.
Voters decided 4 DeKalb school board seats last week. They'll choose the remaining 3 in July's runoffs. Martha Dalton, WABE News.